There's a lot of crazy wild noise on this record and some really loud numbers and incredibly loud drums. I think anybody expecting some quiet murmuring over acoustic guitar for the length of the album would be real disappointed.
Shearwater's new album, The Golden Archipelago, is a dreamy, intellectual look at the natural world. But just because it's kind of contemplative, that doesn't mean the album is boring to listen to. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Russ Boris. Most bands are trying to evoke something with their songs, but in the case of Shearwater's new record, The Golden Archipelago, the band's trying to evoke a kind of landmass. The album's a sort of homage to islands like the Falklands, the Bikini Atoll, and Tierra del Fuego, where war and climate change have destroyed traditional ways of life. That might seem a little heavy, but the sound on the album is often blissful and always gorgeous. And lead singer and songwriter Jonathan Myberg's love for the natural world comes through in every line. And that love extends beyond just hanging out outside. Jonathan also did graduate work in ornithology. You might think bird scientist and musician is a strange combination, but Jonathan told FUV's Alisa Ali that for him, they're closely connected.
Science and art are two different ways of approaching the sort of mysteries of the world and the ways in which we understand them. And with one of them, you try to use your absolutely conscious, logical mind, and the other, you try to use your unconscious, illogical mind. But the enthusiasm that drives them, I think, is very similar.
People are always asking us how to describe Shearwater's music, and the term that I came up with is mystical Texas nature rock. So,
that's like, a good one.
Thor would be the mysticism, Kevin would be the Texas, Jonathan's the nature, maybe I would
Jordan's the rock,
the rock, and then Kim, who's not here, is the glue that holds the whole thing together.
In the burning dust of a natural light, I took a long drive into the on the barracks road, past the general's eyes, down to the seawall. The waves stand by.
The deluxe edition of the record comes with is it 70 pages?
Well, there's the CD version comes with this 50-page book, but then there was also this 72-page sort of exploded version of that called The Golden Dossier, which was meant to be like a file you would find in a dead professor's office. And it's packed full of images and documents and artifacts from my own archives. I have this huge bulging file cabinet full of stuff, and so I picked my favorite pieces from that and the ones that I thought related best to the record.
And your archive, too?
My archive's also in there.
Yeah, and Jordan's archive. Oh, right, yeah, and Jordan's, there's some stuff from Jordan's grandfather from World War II. Kevin doesn't keep archives.
It's not too late to start. All you need is an accordion folder.
In a paradise, in a slow boat, over ancient fields, over islands, from the slope and the rise of the mainland.
Shearwater, live with Landscape at Speed and Meridian. The new album is The Golden Archipelago, thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from Shearwater at thealternateside.org.